USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Kenosha, Wisconsin, once again the center of presidential politics amid another police shooting of a black man. This time, Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was in town. President Trump was in Kenosha earlier this week, both men visiting after Kenosha's mayor said it was too soon for either of them to do so. Biden today meeting up with the family of Jacob Blake, the subject of several days of protests. Blake was shot 7 times in the back by police, and his family says he is now paralyzed. Biden vowed improvements if elected president. He was also critical of Trump.
I thought you could defeat hate. Hate only hides. It only hides. And when someone in authority breathes oxygen under that rock, it legitimizes the dark side of human nature.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Trump campaign continues to file lawsuits against states over intentions to hold vote-by-mail elections. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details on the newest state to be targeted.
President Trump's re-election campaign and 3 Republican groups have filed a lawsuit against Montana Governor Steve Bullock over his decision to expand mail-in voting ahead of the November election. The suit filed on Wednesday argues that the directive, which gives counties the discretion to expand access to voting by mail and early voting, amounts to an attempt by Bullock to increase his chances of winning a Senate seat in a tight race. Bullock saying the allegations are baseless. In Montana, absentee ballot rules say any Montanan is able to request an absentee ballot and vote by mail. That ballot does have to be received one day before the election.
The Dow was down nearly 808 points, the NASDAQ off 598 points, S&P 500 down nearly 126, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department plans to file antitrust charges against Google as soon as this month. The New York Times is reporting the story. 5 people briefed on internal department conversations confirmed the timeline to file charges against Alphabet, the parent company of Google and YouTube. 3 of them said Attorney General William Barr and other department officials have instructed lawyers involved in the case to finish their work by the end of the month, despite lawyer arguments over needing more time. Many lawyers consider this specific case against Google's search and advertising business to be strong, including more than a dozen hired during the Trump administration. However, some are anxious the case will be incomplete. Another celebrity has disclosed his bout with COVID-19.
Wrestler-turned-actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson announcing on Instagram that he and his family tested positive for COVID-19, and he calls the ordeal one of the most challenging and difficult things his family's ever had to endure.
For our babies, Jazzy and Tia, they had a little sore throat the first couple of days, but other than that, they bounced back and it's been life as normal. Happy babies running around and playing, but we have isolated ourselves as a family. It's what we had to do. But Lauren and I, it was a little bit different for Lauren and I. We had a rough go.
He says he thinks the family contracted the virus from a family friend. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.